Good morning. I'm Edgar Maldonado, CFO of the company. Welcome, everyone, to Acosta Verde third quarter 2020 conference call. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I'm joined by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, General Counsel and Operations Director. I would like to mention that during this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that aren't defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the results in accordance with IFRS standards, and we will be mentioned only to measure the operating performance of the company. It's possible that certain statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we can't assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual result could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thanks, Edgar. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss our third quarter results and how we're positioned as a business in Acosta Verde. I am very pleased to welcome you to Grupo Acosta Verde. The company is a Mexican company founded in 1970 by my father, the architect Jesús Acosta Verde, who is the chairman of the company. And we create a concept where we are pioneers in the shopping center development in Mexico, with a solid record developing, leasing, and managing community shopping centers across the country under our recognized brand, Sendero. Even though this is the company's first filing of quarterly results as a public company in the Mexican Stock Exchange, it is important to mention that we have been reporting publicly financial results institutionally since 2007 as a result of bond issuance Acost CB 07 and Acost CB 15. We are very excited with our recent integration as an issuing company in the Mexican Stock Exchange, which requires a great level of commitment with you, all the investors, and with our country. Although we are living through an unprecedented environment, which leads us to uncertainty in the market, we are very enthusiastic about the traction that we have seen in our shopping centers recently. Our company has a very strong balance sheet that can help navigate through the current phase of current events. As of March 2020, derived from the health emergency due to the epidemic outbreak, COVID-19, all of our shopping centers were partially closed, only leaving room for essential businesses such as grocery stores, drugstores, banks, restaurants with some limitations, as well as other businesses that fell from the essential criteria by the government. The company has full commitment with regulatory and health compliance at the federal, state, at the federal, state, and municipal level. We are committed to the safety of our visitors and business partners. That's our main priority. From a value creation standpoint, I would like to mention that there are five fundamental focal points that creates a close alignment with our investment partners, and these have been mature and strengthened the company's performance since the inception, and I would like to mention those five points. Our people. First of all, I would like to say that I'm very grateful for the dedication and commitment of our team in these difficult times. We are convinced that our most important asset is our talent. We have a high-performance, result-driven organization balanced through the well-being of our people. We are a young team, but a significant part of the team has been in the company in a tenure of more than 10 years. That creates the energy that we need with young people and the experience in the company that the people have with us. Our commercial partners is the second point. We have been working for more than 25 years alongside them, listening to their needs and always working according to what they consider to be of value. Alongside these company partners, the company have designed a shopping center with a layout that reflects such commercial needs that has been replicated across the portfolio. Should you have the opportunity to visit Ascendero, and I will like you and invite you to do that, you will observe that in the vast majority, the same businesses, the tenant partners, are present in the same location within the shopping centers. In these times, more than ever, the communication with them is extremely important in understanding their needs and allow them to continue to operate. The third point is our visitors. We have set a goal for ourselves to provide the best experience for our visitors. Our focus remains in creating higher traffic by having a healthy tenant mix, clean and well-designed assets. We strive to create experience that enhance consumer experience and create a sense of comfort second to their homes. That's what we think. We think that our people that visit the shopping centers, we want them to feel as their second home. The fourth point is the corporate governance. And I would like to mention that we are very proud that we have Inequity International and Promecap partners with vast experience in public companies which support institutional processes. Additionally, we feel honored to have a senior management equipped with robust work experience and a high ethical mindset. And also would like to mention that we have a great board of directors with a lot of experience and a vast majority of ethical grades. The fifth point is the growth. Although the company is poised for growth, be that through the organic growth or acquisition path, we have recently been balanced towards looking forward for portfolios which might be for sale in the market. Our disciplined institutional approach will only give way to opportunities that are accretive to the company's balance sheets. I would like to add that at Acosta Verde, we feel honored for you that you trust in us. It's very important. We are a group of committed people focused on results, always taking care of the well-being of our collaborators, communication with our commercial partners, caring for our visitors, commitment in the world in which we live, and of course, with those who have trust their investment in us. Finally, this has been months with many challenges, but at the same time, I would like to tell that we are sure that they have been not in vain. On the contrary, they have driven us to increase our creativity and effort, which we hope will turn into extraordinary results in the short terms. I will be back with you later, and I will pass now the word to Edgar. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesus. Let me start by saying that we are aware of the current situation. Therefore, we executed plans to face this contingency to preserve long-term relationships with our tenants. The following being the most important: support for tenants of shopping centers with discounts on fixed rents for a specific period, strategic plans to recover past receivables, reduction of corporate office expenses. This has caused a decrease in our financial operating results and indicators, but also it allowed the gradual recovery of the same indicators. The financial indicators are the following. The total income for third quarter 2020 were 250 million pesos, 19% below the same period of 2019. Such decrease is mainly attributed to the decrease in rental income by 56 million due to the effect of the pandemic. From the total income, leasing income represents 2,022 million. This also affected the adjusted EBITDA that reached 175 million for the third quarter, compared with 224 million for 2019, a decrease of 22%. The adjusted EBITDA margin for the quarter was 68%, 3 percentage points below last year. The NOI of our shopping centers for third quarter resulted in $143 million, compared with the same period in the previous, was $261 million, representing a decrease of 45%. With this point, it is important to mention that the information presented referring to NOI is on a cash flow basis and not on an accrued basis. Even though most companies represent their NOI in an accrued basis, we consider that it's more transparent and accurate to present the NOI on a cash flow basis. But to be comparable with other companies, you can find the NOI accrued base in the quarterly report, which is $214 million for the third quarter 2020. Total debt of the company is $6,018 million, and the LTV leverage level is 17%. The total debt acquired by the company is in pesos, and approximately 90% of the cash and equivalents is held in US denominated dollars. Now, with the operational indicators, I'll turn the call over to Hernan Treviño.
Thank you, Edgar. At the end of the third quarter of 2020, Acosta Verde's portfolio is comprised by 16 community shopping centers located in 9 states of Mexico, mainly in the northern and central region of the country. At the end of the third quarter, the gross leasable area, or GLA, is 407,595 square meters, with an occupancy rate of 93% of the GLA. This represents only a 2.7 percentage points below the occupancy held before the pandemic began. At the end of the third quarter, we successfully renewed 3,677 square meters of GLA in the portfolio, which is equivalent to 61 lease agreements. The lease spread in the third quarter 2020 was 0.4% based on 5,116 square meters renewed and replaced during this quarter. At the end of the third quarter 2020, the portfolio received a total of 13.9 million visitors, which represents 49% less than our visitors during the same period of 2019. It's important to bear in mind that during this quarter, all of our portfolio operated partially with regulatory and health restrictions imposed by federal, state, and local authorities. For the 9 months of 2020, the number of visitors was approximately 46.7 million people. And at the end of September 2020, the number of visitors in the portfolio have shown a clear recovery, reaching 63% visitors compared to that of September of the previous year. We consider that because of our shopping centers are anchored by supermarkets and the fact that these never completely closed during the pandemic, having taken care of all the hygiene protocols, it has given us a clear and strong competitive advantage by having our brand in our visitors' mindset, which in turn is causing a faster recovery in the number of visitors in our shopping centers when compared to that of the industry. Since last June, the progressive reopening process began according to the indications of the local, state, and federal governments in order for one step at a time reactivate the economic growth, get back on track to do what we do best, develop, manage, and lease shopping centers in Mexico. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Jesus Acosta.
Thanks, Hernan. Adding to what just Hernan said, to recover our number of visitors and occupancy in the shopping centers, we have developed 4 strategies, which have been fundamental to our recovery process that we have seen in the latest months. First, have constant communication with our business partners, always thinking about the benefits of the medium and long term. Through such dialogue, we have been able to secure our occupancy levels and forego only a 2.7 decline in occupancy rate of total portfolio. This is because the communication has been enforced and the relation that we have with all the tenants and all the negotiation that we have done for them to continue to operate. Second, maintain a strict hygiene protocol in all shopping centers. This is not only is compliant with regulatory guidelines, but we are confident and we are very secure that we think that we need to give the people a place to feel secure to go with their families so they can spend time and they can feel completely sure that in Sendero, we will go beyond what the authorities ask for in terms of hygiene. Third point, as on August, we began a strong marketing campaign leveraged through the popularity of Erika Buenfil has had in social media. Through such engagement, we have experienced a high number of visitors in our shopping centers in recent months. Erika Buenfil has been known as the queen of TikTok. She has done a great thing in doing for her image, and we thought that it was a great image for Sendero. So we hired her, and since then, we started the campaign, and the campaign has been a great success. For the month of October, I can tell you that we almost reached 70% of traffic in the shopping centers. During the fourth quarter of 2020, we expect to launch, and this is the number four point, to launch senderoencasa.com, which is our marketplace website designed exclusively for our commercial partners, where they can display their product and facilitate the purchase process for our visitors. We expect that throughout such initiative, tenants will experience higher sales and the shopping centers receive higher traffic. Please note that the business model involves purchase through the website and delivery of such merchandising within the Sendero, which will create more traffic. The company will not rely on third-party vendor for the website, as it will be managed directly by us. In addition to the initiatives aforementioned, the company is in the development phase of two shopping centers, Santa Catarina, that is in the final stage of development and will open in the first quarter of 2020, and in Ensenada in Baja California, we have decided to stop the construction until we see more clear how the pandemic is going to be handled. In the other hand, there are very good investment opportunities detected in the commercial marketplace. And the company has the competitive advantage of having available capital. Regarding the above, continuous analyses are carried out in research of new investment opportunities in order to increase the current portfolio and increase the profits of the company. At the same time, with the acquisition of new shopping centers and through an adequate market position strategy, we expect to increase Sendero brand recognition all over the country. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call to Edgar, but before I wish for every one of your families to be good and safe in this pandemic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesus. We will open the floor for Q&A. So if you have a question, please dial star 9. Okay, seems like we're not going to have questions today, so we're now going to finish the conference. Thank you for listening to the report.